Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 right here in the River City up in Northern California. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Booze in there. February the 4th. You know what? So I just lost January, obviously.
Booze meaning boo. B-O-O. Yeah. Boo is.
Boo.
Not booze. That booze in there.
Is on the chat room. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Wait a minute. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Well, I tell you what, Bad Bob is so efficient. He comes in. You know what it reminds me of? We're getting ready to launch to the moon. He's giving us, all right, he says.
The analogy is more accurate than you realize.
You know. He says, streaming is on. Wells Fargo is up. It's 34 degrees. Check your headphones. Check your microphones.
Affirmative, sir. And he's got these killer new glasses on that make Woo. Him look really handsome.
You little hottie, you. Hey, look, I tell you what, let's start off with Josh Wiley, our friends over at Wells Fargo and our Wells Fargo advisor. There's a lot going on in the market. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets open in positive territory this morning after yesterday's sell-off. Currently, the Dow's up 58 points at 15,430. NASDAQ's up 27 at 4,024. And the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,752. Oil's up 87 cents at $97.30 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.57%. Gold's down $11.50 at $1,248, while silver is down 12 cents at $19.29 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, 3M's up $2.22 at $126.14. Caterpillar's up 14 cents at $92.29, and GE's up a quarter at $24.60. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 right here. You know what? With the market going the way it is, it's setting new records, and then it sets a new record for dropping. So, you know, you need somebody that's watching this every minute, and this is their job, and they're really really good at it. And that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561.
All right. The weather, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 56 degrees. It's currently 34 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you today on this fourth day of February? Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 34. It's going to be mostly sunny tomorrow, 56. And then we go into, drum roll please, hope it happens, 20% chance of showers on Wednesday night, Thursday and Friday. And Thursday and Friday, that is the forecast for, chance of showers on the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Now,
family-owned, family-operated.
A lot of people are wondering about, your opinion of the Super Bowl and what happened with the president's address. A lot of people are doing one-liners and stuff. We are going to be highlighting a brand new business that's opened in Reading because you know we love to support local. We had it on yesterday about shop local, stay local. This is an imperative year, 2014 going into 2015. Reading, where are we going?
This is going to be a great year here.
Where are we going?
It's going to be a very significant year. We say that every year, but I really believe this year could be extremely significant. And, did you see, Bad Bob and Lindy, did you see the Bruno Mars concert on Sunday? It was absolutely fabulous. Their opening act, this football game, wasn't that good. We'll be right back after these messages.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Somebody just wrote in and says, both you and Landa sound very happy, 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 and we are. So, you know, I didn't know what it was going to be like, to be on assignment.
We had a good weekend, I'll tell you, but it was really funny on Sunday. I mean, it was just the two of us, because Saturday night we were in town. We almost went out of town for the Super Bowl weekend, but we were in town Saturday night for, the Veterans Museum fundraiser.
Veterans Museum, which was a huge success, by the way, a huge success. Sold out. Sold out. And, I mean, the fact that, so many people were there, and thank you so much to the people that were coming up to us and liking our programming, you know, really liking the station and all that. You know, when people come up and tell you that, you're just, we appreciate it. Let me put it that way. It just, you know, keeps us going. So, the other thing too is that the crab feed, I understand, went off really well. You know, so that was also, I hope, was a huge success too. It's one of those things that you support both of them. And so what we did was, of course, we said we were coming to the veterans and Linda was singing. And then on the crab feed, we had our people there too. So we had, you know, we had tables at each place and it's just, but everybody, I hope everything was a success and for the cancer guild.
And then we went Sunday, we stayed at home and we barbecued some ribs and just kind of, you know, watched the game, watched the pregame, watched, you know, really took it in. And it was just, have you ever in your life ever seen a Super Bowl game where it was zero in the first half?
For one team? I can't remember.
The score was zero?
Yeah, on their side. Yeah, I don't know. And there was a lot of coaching decisions, I think, that were kind of questionable. And the first one, you know what? I think when they got a safety on the first play of the game, when Seattle got a safety on the Broncos, I think that changed up the game. Anyway, the part I liked was a little bit before the game. It turns out the most fireworks was when President Obama and Bill O'Reilly had a Bill O'Reilly was interviewing President Obama. And did you know, I don't know about you, but if you saw it, and if you haven't, I'm sure it's on YouTube someplace, go back and look at it. I don't remember one question being answered, but the one I really liked was, when did you, Panetta was told by his general in charge of this that this was a terrorist attack. And then Panetta came in to see you that morning. Did he say it was a terrorist attack? And Obama refused to answer it. He refused to answer it. And he said, well, you know, about this and about this. He says, yeah, but a week later, your people were saying it was because of a video. When did you know that it was a terrorist attack? And he refused to answer it. He refused to answer questions. In fact, President Obama blamed all of his troubles on Fox News, the Fox Network. I'm trying to have a problem with this one, probably, because was it Fox that wrote him the line, if you like your present health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep them. Keep your doctor. I mean, was it that? I mean, was Fox wrote that and made him say it? No. Of course not. You know, but, and then, so it's Fox News's, fault that the, Obamacare rollout was so horrible that the, that all the things when, you know, every time the president opens his mouth, I swear that when he says something, I don't believe it. I say, let me go back and check this. Let me go back and check those facts. And I think the problem is a lot of people believe the same as I do. Okay, let's move on to a more a happier time. We're talking about new businesses here, and we have Lori from
Frugal Dames. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, good. So
you're there.
So okay, tell us about yourself. This is so exciting because I found out yesterday that let me just say this up to our customers. I mean, we are to our audience, your customers, our audience, that you're a brand new business and that you've come up with something that's very unique, especially when people are trying to save a dime or a dollar.
Yes.
Well, tell us about your business. Tell us all about your business.
Well, I rent ladies' formal wear and men's formal wear. And when I say ladies' formal wear, I mean prom dresses, bridesmaids' dresses, evening gowns, party dresses, flower girl dresses, any type of dress that a lady would need for any type of formal occasion. And then I also rent tuxedos, including the traditional style. And then I also have a line of Western-style tuxedos, which includes cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
That is fantastic. I'll tell you, you have come to a perfect time because, you know, we do a lot of, you know, events around town. And I know when it comes to black tie events, some women are, what am I going to wear? I don't want to wear the same gown. There are certain events in town where people really dress. And besides the proms and besides weddings, let's say the Cancer League or, you know, special black tie events. And, I know that people have been, I don't know, what is it called? They go online and they see an outfit that perhaps a star has worn and they rent that and it comes to their house. Well, what if it doesn't fit? Here's a situation for you to be able to go to Frugal. Tell us where you are. And I know you're going to be coming on my show Thursday night so I can find out all the information about you. And where are you located? And what's the typical price? You've got a special going on.
Well, I'm at 3304 A, Bocelli Lane, which is across the street from the bike shop and in between Back Rubs and the Country Club Center. And it's getting to be prom time, and I know we have a lot of kids in town that are on a budget, moms and dads that are on budgets too. So I have a special for prom, which is prom dress and a tux, $150. And so that's so the kids can go out, have a great evening, and actually be able to enjoy themselves and mom and dad don't have to worry about going broke, letting them have a great evening.
And this isn't the prom dresses that their mom wore, right?
No. These are all newer style prom dresses.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, some people think, well, gosh, you know, I mean, what? So you're offering state of the art, state of design, dresses and tuxes and everything for people so they can rent it and then bring it back. And so they've had a great night. They don't have it hanging in their closet again for 3 years because they can't wear it the next year. And so and they can wear something new every time.
$150 for a double rental is just really unheard of, especially, you know, to wear something that's next to new. And the idea is to be able to, for those people, I would do that. I would do that in a heartbeat. I will do this, by the way. I will come to you and look with your company for an event and talk about it, because I think it's a great idea rather than to, like, you can drop anywhere from $500 to $1,000 on a prom dress. It's ridiculous.
Oh, easily. Yes. Easily.
So, yeah. Anyway, Lori, we're going to have you on Thursday night right here and on the spot with Linda Bott. Looking forward to finding out more about your background and who you are. So glad you called in this morning with a little teaser.
And one more.
Well, thank you.
And one more time, phone number?
999-3020.
Lori, thanks a lot, and we'll be seeing you later.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Lori, thanks.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Don Shulman. I'd like to invite you to come along with me on Sundays from 11 to 1. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about things, personal things, things that are happening in your life. Things to help improve your life. We don't do politics. We don't do guns. We just do things that are enjoyable. So come along for the ride. We'll all have a good time. Sundays from 11 to 1 on our radio station, Community Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:25 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. 34 degrees out there. And And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Joe's, 34 degrees out there. Oh my gosh, go in there, get your coffee, get your latte, get your cappuccino, whatever you want in coffee, and in coffee makers.
And they have new cigars.
And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley, outstanding people. Just do a lot for our community. I can't say enough about them. They've been with us from the very beginning, and they've been so supportive. And so, Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. What else is going on here? We talked about President and O'Reilly. Okay, heroin addiction. It's on the rise, my friends. This Philip Seymour Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, who I thought,
tremendous actor.
You know, for many years, I thought he was gay. Not that it makes any difference, but I just thought he was gay because he played that Truman Capote part, and he's played other gay guys. I just thought he was gay. He's not. He's got two kids. He's had a girlfriend, wife for like the last 12 years, but they find him in the bathtub or in the bathroom, and they're saying that the needle was still in his arm. And you think, you know, as soon as I heard that, I thought he got a bad batch of heroin. And it was heroin.
They said that they're doing an autopsy, but they found several baggies.
They said like 70.
And needles. Yeah. And so that means he was, you know, it wasn't just like make that on a smaller scale. He just went out all of a sudden. He got on a high, kind of like, you know.
No, he had had drug problems earlier in his life, had been in drug rehab like 20 years ago, had kicked it, but last year started snorting heroin again. Ugh. And, you know, Chief Rob Pelletti has come in, you know, has been here, and he said to us one day that they're seeing more heroin on the streets around River City because it's easier to get. Anyway, this stuff that he took was not just heroin. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Dave, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
How are you doing, Dr. Dave?
I am just fine, although I'm a little bit riled up.
Okay.
Mark Beecham wrote a piece on his blog this weekend about Shasta County's $100 million pot industry. And it's kind of one-sided because you need to consider the downside. You know, Shasta County sells $100 million of pot a year to organized crime, but then there's a lot of money that gets spent on heroin, OxyContin, methamphetamine, Demerol stolen from doctor's offices, fentanyl stolen from doctor's offices. So you need to subtract that from it. And the Shasta County rural drug culture is really terrible. It's a terrible way to raise kids. There's the kids are raised in utter chaos. There's a lot of domestic violence. If you walk around the rural areas of the county or ride your mountain bike, you'll hear these people screaming at each other with F-bombs all day, all hours of the day and night. These guys, when they get to Parris Island, already have PTSD. Because of the chaos in which they're raised. And they'll never finish their first enlistment, because they've already got a substance abuse problem before the Marine Corps ever sees them.
Yeah, well, you know, in the Marine Corps, they give them one chance. You know, if they said they've had substance abuse issues before, they will, what they'll do is say, okay, this is your chance. Don't do it again. If you're in the service and you are just, an enlisted Marine, but you are an enlisted Marine, but not a staffing SEAL or officer, and you pop positive on, marijuana, at least it's the way it used to be, that they would give you another chance. But the next time you're out with a bad discharge. With this thing, but I, you know what, Dr. Dave, I agree with you. You know, yeah, it might be $100 million industry, but it's not legal still. And we have seen up here when we had that 215, what it's done to our environment, what it's done to people. I mean, it's destroyed people's lives that live out there by these grows. I mean, what are they talking about? You know, I don't know if Bruce wants to take all of Stillwater and make that into a pot growing area and then have the prisoners on a work release program be the ones that grow it. But yeah, this whole thing is that it's the reason that Shasta County is outlawing it is because of the problems that they've had, you know. And so if you're, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, it's legal, it's the law of the land, but it's not. You get a new president in there and a new, attorney general, they can come through Colorado and confiscate every house, every business, every car, every amount of money they're making off of marijuana. Because it's against the federal law.
The drug culture is a terrible way to raise kids. And I wish you could have some social worker, because I've met a few in some of my activities, to talk about some of the stuff that goes on in Shasta County. Yeah. Or ask the sheriff about some of the social costs.
Well, I think we are. We're going to do a number of things here, but one of them is to get in the county public health guy and have him talk about, you know, the impact on drugs. And people say, oh, this is marijuana. Well, yeah, it's marijuana, but it's still a drug, and it still is harmful to developing heads, developing brains. And we got to run. Dr. Dave, thank you so much for calling.
Adios.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. You know, you talk grassroots. Well, this is about as much grassroots radio as you're ever going to get, and it's getting bigger. We're getting bigger. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning, my friends. It is 7:35 in the morning, 34 degrees out there.
Love it.
Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for the yes. weather. And you know what? They're liking it. They're going, oh, it's cold. More propane.
Bring on. I like seasons. So I don't mind to have really chilly, wet weather. It means that you know that you're going to look forward to when spring comes and the ground starts to thaw and the birds come out. You know, it's just weird. So bring it on. Bring on
the rain.
A storm.
That's bring on the rain. And, but first of all, bring on who's keeping us on the air.
Ren and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff.
Worst.
Of course.
Yeah,
a veteran-owned company. You know how we feel about that. We'd love to support your veteran. Shop local. He will fix some small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff. Tell me you heard this ad on Free Fire Radio. He's located at 3208 Market Street, Reading. He'll shoot straight with you. We love that. Or give him a call at 241-8373. The Coke commercial. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, the Coca-Cola commercial. It is causing all types of consternation out there.
Well, headlines say the haters of the Coke ad with the gay family, and I want to give you a little history about the woman who wrote the song.
Well, wait a minute, but here's the thing about it is, it hit the social media storm, and what we're talking about, in case you didn't see the Super Bowl, which you probably didn't, because after a certain length of time, really you could have turned it off right after the first minute of the game and not missed anything. I mean, the game was over at that point. The game was over at that point. As much as I like Peyton Manning, but it's hard to throw the ball when you've got 12 sharks around you. And when did they change the rules? They said the Seahawks could play with 15 defensive players on the field. I'm just kidding, honey.
Okay, I know. You said that the other day.
Then his eyes get big. Okay. And I go, no, but it looked like it looked like they were everywhere. And when they hit somebody, you can see parts of their uniforms flying off.
I know.
I mean, they were hitting.
There was no mercy.
But Richard Sherman, you know, the guy that had that big rant that became world famous over his rants, they took him out of the game. And, one of them was, he was going after the, he's a defensive back. He's there covering the receiver. The guy catches the ball, and Welker hits him. I mean, not hard, but just hits him. And then this number 73, the interior lineman that was, because this was a play that was kind of like a screen pass, leveled him. I mean, this guy must look like he weighed like 350 pounds. He freight trained him right over him, and Sherman just kind of laid there, and his foot was kind of like bouncing up and down. I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope he's okay. He gets up, he walks out kind of, you know, wobbly, but I tell you, they were hitting out there. Both sides were hitting pretty good.
My analogy was, it was a demolition derby, and he was in a sedan, and they were all in dump trucks.
Wow, they got him twice out there, and the last time they helped him off the field. He didn't come back. But talk about the Coca-Cola commercial.
Did you have any, first of all, before we go there, we wait, because years ago, and Bob, you would know this, it happened in the 80s. It was, I think it was actually, who's my favorite director? Blade Runner. Ridley Scott did did this commercial that happened in the 80s, and it just shocked everyone so much that I don't think that you can really match that. I don't know if there's something that's ever come out that's really been like rocked your world.
What was the commercial?
It was a computer.
You must be referring to the 1984 Apple Mac.
And it was like 1984.
Yes. And the tagline was, and this is the reason why 1984 won't be like 1984, because you had all these PC users in these gray. Yes.
Yeah. And they were all looking at the screen. Yeah. And
this
girl comes
javelin.
Down and throws
the javelin.
Yeah. She throws a hammer through the screen.
Right.
And a very powerful commercial. Yeah. Only ran that one time. But if you Google it, because we played,
like 100 million hits on it.
It's the 30th anniversary. Of the introduction of the Mac, and which really changed. You went from a manual that was about 6 inches thick down to, you know, a pamphlet to figure out how to run the computer.
Coca-Cola, what it was they were singing, what was it? God Bless America the Beautiful? Which one was it?
They're talking about, I like to teach the world. Okay, so conservative news outlet Breitbart.
The song was God Bless America, but they sing it in all these different languages.
That's not what I'm talking about. There's another one I'm discussing here about the gay couple.
Okay, I missed that.
That's really outraged the conservative world. It features a gay family. So, but what I want to do is the background of the person who wrote the song, Catherine Lee Bates, who first drafted the words to the anthem in 1893. They say she had like a Boston marriage because she had a lifetime partner, female. She lived in Massachusetts for 25 years with this woman, Catherine Coleman, whom some described her as a lesbian partner. In 1891, letter to Coleman, Bates wrote that she couldn't leave. Anyway, so all these words were written years ago. And I know some people feel that the conservative world will look at the fact that why do we have to have all this controversy when it comes to the Super Bowl? You know that we had interracial relationships in this one. We had the gay partnerships with the kid. It's our world. It really is our world. As much as we want to turn the other way and say this is not my beliefs, okay, it doesn't have to be your beliefs, but it's there. It's here. So what this was about embracing that. And so I think for the, especially on this.
It's not going to go away. And so on the other hand, when you get to the Grammys and they have this mass wedding and there's gays and straights in, okay, they throw it into that. But when they have the New Year's parade on, and down in, it's the New Year's Rose, it's not the Rose Bowl parade, it's the New Year's parade there in Pasadena. When they have somebody, a gay couple getting married, as it's going down the 4 miles, wherever that is, you know, that's in your face. That's, hey, if you don't like it, we're going to shove it down your throat here. And the other things you're talking about are, you know, it is. I think everybody knows a gay family. And, you know, I'm almost positive everybody knows a gay family. So they have something like that. The big consternation, though, and we'll have to take a break, was in that Coca-Cola ad that also was singing in different languages. And that seems to have caused a lot of unrest. And we'll talk about that a little bit when we get back. Also, Joe Namath comes out covered in furs out on the football field. And Linda goes, oh, I wonder what PETA's going to say about this. We'll be right back. You know what, PETA, people eating tasty animals. We'll be right back.
Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, Northeast premier harpist, and Saturday featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at AnselmoVineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the box. It is 7:45 in the morning, 605-4567. It's our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 34 degrees out there. I think it's going to go up in the 50s today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. I drive a Ford F-150. I'm very happy with that. And they, at Redding Crown Motors, are your local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford, Honda, Nissan dealership. Right down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. And I tell you what, if you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or previously owned, head on down there. They're your neighbors, and they're going to give you a great deal there. And, of course, their service department is just outstanding. 555 Cypress Avenue. You'll see them. They're big, and they've got lots of stuff. Give them a call, 223-2177. All right. What you have there?
Well, you were talking about the weather's going to be mostly sunny today with temperatures around 56, partly cloudy tonight with 34. What's on your mind?
Did you see, I'm trying to get off the Super Bowl, but I've got to go back one more time.
Okay.
I've got to go back one more time. Joe Namath at the beginning of the game. You see Joe, Broadway Joe Namath is out there, and Broadway Joe is wearing like
his shtick.
He's wearing a fur coat that is just absolutely over the top. I mean, it is. It looks like it's got like, you know, there could be live furs on him right there.
You know what? That is his shtick. That's what he did back in the day.
Yeah, well, remember the pantyhose thing?
Yeah.
But I tell you,
he was a fur wearer.
But the owner of the business where he got it, because the owner says, well, yeah, he came in. He said, okay, let's put a couple of pelts on here. Coyote. I think some of it was Coyote anyway. And then they ended up adding a third one. And then here comes Broadway Joe out. And he was covered in fur. And he just knew that there was going to be people that, you know, there were people that were bouncing off their ceilings because of this. But you know what? Furs, last time I looked, they're not illegal. And coyote pelts are going for $90 a piece. Did you know that? So you see people out there,
Well, I happen to wear my furs, and I do like my furs, and I will say that the few times that I've been to Europe, it's been during the winter months, and that's the one thing that, you know, the wearing the long furs keep you very, very warm. I also believe in the fact that, you know, I can understand how animal rights people feel when you have a really bad condition, situations where animals are in cages and are bred just for fur. So as far as like maybe having furs out in the wild, I mean, I can't say that with the coat, but I always say that when I wear mine, I appreciate every pelt that's on my body.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Okay. Today, you know, Dr. Piyush Dhanuk is going to be joining us. And Dr. Dhanuk is, besides being a friend, and this is a man that came to America because he wanted to come to America. He and his wife were both doctors, did their residency back in New York, and then searched for a place to live here in the United States, and ended up in Reading, and loves it here. But the one thing that Dr. Dhanuk, and he is starting to go out and talk to more and more people, is here's a man that believes in the true meaning of democracy and freedom. What freedom truly is, what we think is in our freedom here in America, we take for granted. And if you go other places, you'll see is that freedom isn't there. Oh, it may say there's a democracy, but it's not. The amendments that we have of, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. I mean, there is no freedom of religion in many, many countries in this world. And if you say you're a Christian, you are persecuted. In some cases, you can be killed for it by the government for saying that. So when you talk about freedom, which is so important to us, he knows what freedom, being without freedom, truly is. And so when he comes and speaks, he speaks from the heart. And he has seen socialized medicine, like President Obama wants to take us down the line to. He has seen it. He has seen that it doesn't work. He's lived in a country where it doesn't work. Can you imagine your doctors going on strike? Well, they do in other countries. Can you imagine having to wait for months and months and months until, frankly, people die because there is no room in the inn for a patient going to? Can you imagine because of age that you're ostracized, that you're eliminated from being having the ability to even go to the doctor? Well, that happens in socialized medicine. And people seem to forget this. And the other thing they seem to forget, you know, right now they're driving up the cost. There was at the auto body shop back in Pennsylvania when the owner gave his employees the bad news about Obamacare. I mean, their deductible rose by 100% from 2,000 to 4,000. A woman who was 53, she went from $600 a month to $1,200 a month. It was terrible. Maybe even more than that. The only one that made out was a single male in his 40s. He's paying $20 less, but his deductible is twice as much as it was. So this is what Obamacare is. This is what it's doing to people. This is why young people look at it. We talked to Savannah. She's surrounded by, what, hundreds and hundreds of other people her age, 24. How many people are going into this, Savannah? She says most of them don't even know they're supposed to have it, first of all. And she said the other part is they don't want to get it. You know, why would they? You know, that they're having to pay off for all of this. And then the people that are in it that, you know, are usually the ones that have lost their insurance, which he said you could keep. You know, the whole thing about this is, and so people say, you're so against Obamacare. Yeah, I am, because I have lived in countries where there's socialized medicine. I see what the people pay. I see they can keep 20% of what they make. You think that's great? You know, you think you get hit hard here? Try having socialized medicine. They, and on all these social programs, the screaming over the food stamps, even though the food stamps amount was bumped up, but it wasn't bumped up as much as they wanted. The screaming over that. Who do you think pays for all this? Yes, we do. The taxpayers. And so this eventually catches up, and how do you pay for it? Well, if the economy is in the doldrums, like we have found out right here with our unfunded liabilities in the state of California, the cities and counties pick up the tab. So who else do you think is going to pick up the tab? Higher taxes, higher taxes, higher taxes. What people seem to forget when they start talking about this, oh, we've got a surplus in California. Of course, the Dems want to immediately go send it back into social programs and these things, is that we raise taxes in California. And we still have a $600 billion unfunded liability in California. Let's think about that. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460, Grassroots Radio, my friends.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
A good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning. It's 34 degrees. Bob Belange is at the helm. Carl's out greeting our guests. It's coming on at 8 o'clock. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, it's Valentine's Day. So, you know, we want to encourage you if you're looking for something, again, shop local, stay local. This is locally owned Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard, the owner, has been in business for 25 years and some, and he is an expert in loose stones, gold. You can take your pieces of jewelry in there that would be like perhaps that you have been passed down. He can tell you what they're worth. They have the only real watchmaker, watch repair person in the North State. They're on Hilltop Drive. And again, estate jewelry, and he's an expert in opals. And all kinds of great stuff in there. So, you know, if you're looking for something special and you want to figure out what you want to do for your loved one on Valentine's Day, no pressure.
Go to Leonard at yes. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Say you're opening up a Middle Eastern restaurant. All right. Okay. So you're opening up a Middle Eastern restaurant. What would you call it? You know, I don't know. It was, you know, like the Sands or something like that. You know, Middle Eastern. The people that opened this up in East Point, Michigan, named their new Middle Eastern restaurant The Bomb. Now.
Okay.
I'm not making this up.
Creative Marketing 101.
It's his idea, my husband's idea, Rhonda Koster said. She says, I said, no, it's too much. He said, no, I think it's going to be perfect because if you look at the lexicon, if you look at slang today in the United States, the bomb means it's, oh, it's great, it's phenomenal, it's all this. But when you put Middle Eastern next to bomb, I'm sorry that you can't. I mean, come on. Why don't you just, you know, you put, I don't know. Putting Middle Eastern and bomb together in the same sentence, right there, it has some connotations. Now, his sense of humor, I think, is remarkable. But I just can't. You know what? Why doesn't he call it? You know, the bomb. It's the IED of surprise food. You know, something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah. Roadside diner. Yeah.
Yeah. Roadside diner. Oh, don't open the blue bag. You know, your take home is, you know, the food. We can say here, the food is so enjoyable. You can say it's explosive. I mean, you can come up with all types of stuff. I would not. I'm sorry, but I think that one might be going a little bit too far on that one. Last here before we take a quick break is Brown. Governor Brown has called Congress to get out of our business when it comes to the drought. That Congress is trying to get in there to make sure we get water and how we're going to do it. You know, frankly, I think that we need to let the state work this one first. And if we totally mess this up, which is possible, then roll in on this. But this, having D.C., we're talking about getting in our business, staying out of our business, D.C., and that's what we're talking about, smaller government. I'll give the state a chance to try and fix this. I don't know if we can, and we might need help, but let's stay off our backs until we, at least we get a chance to do this. So, all right, we're going to run here in a couple of seconds. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka is with us already and will be, is going to be joining us. He's out there having a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee or tea. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about that, about the Middle Eastern restaurant. So.
Oh boy.
Anyway. We'll be back here in a couple minutes, right after the news. You know, when we say grassroots, it's, you know, you look at things happening. Things happen at grassroots level, and we are just growing and growing and growing, and it's spreading what we're doing and the thoughts and what our people are espousing in our city. This is a spot to do it, my friends. We'll be
right
back.
Election year.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Microsoft has a new CEO. The company is giving that job to Satya Nadella. He's replacing Steve Ballmer, who said in August that he would leave within 12 months. Bill Gates is leaving the post of company chairman for a new role as technology advisor. Also at SRNnews.com, Facebook turns 10 today. Connie Zung, a medical resident in Illinois, was one of Facebook's first users when she was at Harvard University. She says it broadened her group of friends.
There were people who were just more acquaintances who, because we added them as friends, we felt like we were more friends, and so we got to know each other a little bit more.
Mark Zuckerberg co-founded the social media giant in 2004 in a Harvard dormitory room. Another big name Democrat is leaving Congress.
New Jersey Congressman Rob Andrews will step down later this month to join a Philadelphia law firm. He joins California's Henry Waxman and George Miller, who recently announced plans not to seek re-election. Andrews' resignation comes amid an ethics probe into campaign finances. A New Jersey newspaper reports Andrews' campaign committee has spent more than $200,000 in legal fees defending the congressman.
That's SRN News congressional correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Michigan officials have started the extradition process for a convicted killer who escaped from the Ionia Correctional Facility Sunday night. LaPorte County Sheriff's Deputy Slavek Ciprinia tells Fox 28 Indiana that he and another officer captured Michael David Elliott after a chase.
After the pursuit had ended and he actually was put in custody, then he identified himself that he was Michael Elliott, and he said he's the one that escaped from Michigan prison.
This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The Winter Olympics open in Sochi, Russia on Friday. Andrew Weiss, a former Russian affairs director on the National Security Council, says Russia has come a long way since the days of the Cold War.
The world really does need to see how much Russia has changed. And I think what you see in the press accounts of Sochi is this hangover of impressions from the 70s and the 80s and the kind of Russia that was associated back then.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will take part in the opening ceremonies. He'll also deliver a keynote address to the International Olympic Committee's General Assembly. The Food and Drug Administration is launching a $115 million multimedia education campaign called The Real Cost. It is aimed at stopping teenagers from smoking and encouraging them to quit. The campaign uses ads that depict yellow teeth and wrinkled skin to show the nation's at-risk youth the costs associated with smoking cigarettes. This is SRN News. U.S. regulators have closed an investigation into steering failures on some Ford Super Duty trucks. saying they didn't find a safety defect.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began the probe last May following complaints of steering gear box failures in F-250 and F-350 trucks. The investigation encompassed about 340,000 trucks from the 2008 model year. The agency says lab tests of failed parts found no evidence of fatigue. In addition, an analysis of complaint rates showed no pattern of manufacturing quality problems.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Slower sales have led to a dip in U.S. home prices. The real estate data provider CoreLogic says U.S. home prices slipped 0.1% from November to December, making it the third straight month-to-month decline. Home prices had risen for 8 straight months through September. For all of 2013, though, prices rose a healthy 11%. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat pack is firing up here. Now we're getting into a pot fight. They're discussing marijuana. My friend's in there. Let's be nice to each other. Let's be civil. Let's not be like politicians. Let's be like people you want to talk with. Sit down, have a cup of coffee and that kind of stuff. Do it online though. Okay.
What do you think about making Stillwater into a pot farm?
Oh, okay. We might get into that one late. You know what? That's going to be a different day, but I don't think that's too bad.
Those puppies.
But speaking of somebody that knows what's going on but has nothing to do with marijuana is our Wells Fargo advisor with our market minute, Josh Wiley.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are positive, and they've been positive all morning. Currently, the Dow's up 68 points at 15,441, while the Nasdaq's up 27 at 4,024, and the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,752. Oil's up $1.17 at $97.60 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.58%. Gold's down $10.50 at $1,249, while silver's down 6 pennies at $19.35 an ounce. Some are most actively traded stocks. Verizon's up 17 cents at $46.59. ExxonMobil's down a nickel at $90.02, while AT&T's up 36 cents at $32.33. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. And so we want to start off each hour there with what's happening on Wall Street. And I tell you, Josh and Kathy and Susan and Steve and Chris are experts. They call in. They're our ones that are calling in. They tell us what's going on. They're keeping themselves involved. And that's what you need when you're talking about somebody that's making investments for you is our Wells Fargo. They're your neighbors. They know what's going on. And you want to be able to see somebody when you're talking about spending your money. 243-7561. 243-7561. Weather. Are we having weather or whether or not we're having weather?
We are currently having, it's around 35 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny today with temperatures around 56. Guess what? We are looking towards rain this weekend. Looking forward to slight chance of showers. That's predicted throughout the weekend, and we're really excited about it. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends.
Locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran owned.
And veteran owned. Hey, you know what? I can't help it, but do you, my sleep number is 35, and I am sleeping great on my sleep number bed.
I think we are too. I'm a 45. And, again, what I love about it is that I'm currently working out, I've been back into, lifting weights and stuff like that, which I love to do. I probably hadn't done it for about 8 months. and I just let my body rest. And so what happens is when I just can, I can vary my side of the bed. So if I want to be a 35 or I want it to be, former, I can go up to 100. And, I'm loving it. I think I'm getting a deeper night's sleep.
Well, I think we are too, but with the exclusive dual air technology, I can have the support that I like in the bed, and Linda has hers. Either side's adjustable, of course, in making the perfect bed for couples. And, the thing about Elk Killer goes back and forth, and is now sleeping kind of in the middle. So I'm not sure if that's a 35, 45, if you put that out, I think then the,
never under the covers, only on top.
Right. What it does is along with, and they also have the pillow too, the pillow that adjusts to your body, and it changes, adjusts to your neck, shoulders, back, and it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. And right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event for the final closeout savings on Classic Series beds, Queen mattresses now start at just $5.99. Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. It's up there. It's behind the McDonald's up back there. But I tell you, with the people that work there, they're going to walk in there. They're going to give you, they're going to show you what your Sleep Number is and prepare yourself, because this is made in America. It's guaranteed, and you will get the best rest that you've ever had. Sleep Number. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, of course, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, is sitting right here with us. There's a lot of stuff going on at, we're talking about a pot, and that's going on with, there's shots being shot, being fired back and forth there. Good morning there, Paiush.
Good morning, Colin.
Do you want to mention marijuana at all right at the beginning?
I was going to talk about something different, but okay. I can just say, I can answer the question which was raised in the chat room.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, Dr. Paiush Dhanuka is our guest.
Loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, shucks. I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hi, this is Don Schulman. I'd like to invite you to come along with me on Sundays from 11 to 1. Let's have some fun. Let's talk about things, personal things, things that are happening in your life.
things to help improve your life. We don't do politics. We don't do guns. We just do things that are enjoyable. So come along for the ride. We'll all have a good time. Sundays from 11 to 1 on our radio station, Community Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. What's that?
Toxic.
It certainly is. Don't play that while I'm around. I start having flashbacks to the 60s, except I can't remember the 60s. Mm. If you're in the 60s and you remember it, you weren't in the 60s.
The 1960s, okay. Britney's mother wasn't even thought of yet.
You know what? There's another word I will never use on the station. Britney or what was the other one?
Let's get on with our subject. Come on.
This portion of the show is brought to you by we'll get to that later. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we were going to be talking about something else, but he's going to address marijuana real quick here. And welcome, first of all, Dr. Dhanuka.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Thank you, Linda.
And this is not only is he just he does internist, but he does the colonoscopies here in town for everybody, all of us. We all like him. And
thank you. Thanks for my reputation precedes me.
Yes. And I always say parts are parts, and if you're going to have your parts looked at, you might as well know that you go to the best, and you are.
So and
I appreciate the confidence. Thank you.
And of course, your wife is an oncologist. Another Dr. Dhanuka in here, Ramla. But the question came up, and I know we weren't going to talk about it, but is marijuana harmful, gateway drug, all these kind of things. I'm into the thing, if you're an adult, you want to put something in your body, fine. I just don't want to end up paying for it somehow.
You don't want to end up paying for it, and you don't want to end up paying for the consequences if other people do it.
Right.
That's the two things.
Yeah.
If an adult wants to do it, that's fine with me. However, I just want to explain one thing. Marijuana of 60s or 70s is not the same thing as marijuana today.
Right.
And that's one thing which people keep forgetting. It used to be a gateway drug. It used to be a mild form and soft addiction, as we used to call it.
It was weed.
But today's marijuana is much different. It's much more potent. It's much more purified. It's much more addictive, and it has much more chance of causing hallucinations and other complications. So you can't compare that of 60s when everything was being happy.
Yeah. So, and that's the kind of thing is it's like we're talking about the guy that the movie actor that died, Hoffman. He took a shot of heroin because heroin seems to be on the uprise. But people are mixing things in the heroin, and when they're finding them dead with a needle in their arm, that's a hot shot. So that's not what we're here to talk about. What are we here? I've got all of these things down
that
I know. Well, what are we here to talk about is because you always come in with something great.
So as usual, this is generally something which I come up at the last moment, and this morning I thought of going deeper into a topic which I've been thinking lately about, which is capital versus control.
Capital versus control.
Right.
Okay.
So capitalism versus control economy.
Oh, okay.
And this is a very subtle difference which people forget to understand, and I want to clarify that, what my understanding of that difference is. Capitalism gets a bad name, especially nowadays. You see, everybody is saying that, capitalism is bad. It causes inequality. It causes exploitation. Money gets a bad name. People say money is the root of all the evil. What they forget is money is actually just a tool. Money is just a tool to exchange the services or products between two independent and willing parties. In fact, I would say money is a great equalizer. It does not create inequality, because each one of us has something to offer to someone else, whether it's in terms of products or it's in terms of services, which another person may use, and they're willing to use our services or our products in exchange for money. So that's a great equalizer, because it allows each one of us to offer something in return for money and use that money to buy food, buy something else or keep our family safe and secure. Yeah. Whereas the second type of economy is control economy, where the currency is not the money, but the currency is influence or power over people. And that economy usually berates money, berates a capital in favor of control over people. So, in capitalism, capital is basically fruits of one man's labor. That's what the capital is. And capitalism is that person is free to produce and keep the fruits of his labor. And no one else can take it away by violence or by fraud. Whereas in a control economy, it basically means that someone else owns you. Few people, one person, a king, or some feudal lords, or some oligarchs, or some senators, or some politicians, or bureaucrats. They own you 100%. And whatever you produce is their property. You don't have any property right. And they have the right to take it away from you because it actually belongs to them. And they just give you something.
It belongs to the government, but they say then it belongs to the people. Right. So, and so that's the way they use it. And this is their way of, if I'm understanding this right, this is their way of spreading the wealth.
So what they say is, actually they believe that it belongs to them, but they use the pretense of protecting poor. They use the pretense of being a benevolent dictator by saying that we will give you the hungry people bread. We will give you the sick people medicine. We'll give you the homeless people home. And they do it for the purpose of controlling it and purpose of controlling the other people's production.
Okay. Okay, there's the definitions. We've got to take a quick break. Jay's on the line, and we'll get right back to you, Jay, as soon as we come back from this break. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Dr. Pius DeNuca is our guest, and we're talking capitalism and the government control of the economy, controlled economy. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's Homemade Pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's Meatballs with the Meatball Kid.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
That is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. It is 8:25 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And everybody's chatting at KCNR1460.com in our chat pack. And what can I say about that except that they are marijuana is still running rampant in there is what they're talking about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. What can I say? Except that Martin and his people are truly professional in every job, and it's 34 degrees out there today. I hope your heater's working. You probably thought there wasn't going to be a winter, but here it is. And Alliance Heating and Air can take care of any of your heating or air conditioning needs. We've used them before. We just used them with a tankless water heater, and that is just outstanding. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Dr. Paius DeNuca. We got about 5 minutes here. Somebody called and ran off the phone, Jay, because something's going on. He says the root, the love of money is the root of all evil. I think money is it's a control thing. You know, for some people, it's keeping score. It's a control thing, like you said. If people can take your money and keep you and say, you've got to give your services at this price. When you set the prices like that, you now control the people.
Yes. Money is just a tool. These slogans are very useful to invoke while in a class warfare. But the truth is money is just a tool to buy some services or products. As long as money is dependable, like a gold currency or a silver or something which has a real value, an individual can exchange his services or products for that money and depend on it. However, when it is controlled centrally in the form of a fiat money, in the form of something else, then it's controlled by few oligarchs. So in a capital economy, individual is free to produce and sell his products and services in exchange for a hard currency and live on that. Whereas in a controlled economy, few oligarchs, whether it's Pharaohs or the Caesars or kings or feudal lords or robber barons of late 19th century or today's politicians, they all actually value the control over people much more than they value money. Because if they control the people, money will follow. What they want primarily is control the people, their production, and their property, and their resources. And when that happens, currency is influenced. So let's say a comparable example of today's China, or Russia, or USSR, Soviet Union, or so many other countries, where the economy is centrally controlled. In China, the number of new millionaires and billionaires is growing faster than any other place in the world. However, where are they coming from? It's not the ordinary average citizens who are becoming millionaire and billionaire. You become a millionaire or billionaire there if you are plugged in a centrally state-controlled economy. Because most of the companies there are state-controlled.
And they're letting them become that way. And so they're pushing out, oh, look, you can become a success, but that's only if you're a member of the inner circle.
And a member
of the
inner
circle. So you're controlling. Like if somebody graduating from college, their chance of becoming a millionaire by working really, really, really hard and being smarter than everybody else
very difficult for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Okay. In most of the countries, let's say for India, I know that if you own a property, any minerals or water resources under the land do not belong to you. They belong to the government. They belong to the so-called society. And what that happens is the government auctions those mineral rights or water rights to a few oligarchs in return for big bribes for themselves. And people who actually own the land are uprooted and thrown out for pennies on dollars because the system is set up to favor the big centralized economy and not the individual people. So property rights are not valued in a controlled economy. But property rights of individuals are not valued. Property rights of small businesses are not valued. Property rights of actual producers are not valued. Another thing which happens in controlled economy is corruption. All the bureaucrats, government servants, when they are employed by the government or in a government-controlled economy, they don't make too much money, but at the same time, they are not answerable to their customer. Let's say a physician in a health economy which is controlled completely by the government, is employed by the healthcare system of the government, is not answerable to his patients. And there, if you want the treatment, you have to have either the influence or connection, personal connection to the person who's treating you, or you have to bribe that person. In many countries, if you go to the government hospitals, you will not be treated, even if you're dying, unless you bribe the physician or you bribe the staff there.
You know what? I can talk about this personally. In something that happened. I'm going to do that as soon as we get back from our break. I was in a situation where I did bribe somebody. And,
you had no choice.
And I was in another country. And to get into there so somebody could help me. And I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Dr. Payesh Dhanuka is our guest. And we're talking about a controlled economy. And as soon as you start controlling the economy, you've controlled the people. And no matter how good you are, no matter how hard you work, it takes away, essentially, and I know where we're going, it takes away your drive to succeed when you know nothing that you can do is going to go any further. We'll be right back.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkalized state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view, then a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 8:34 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Want to remind
chat
you
chat room's going on.
Matt, that's right. We're going to keep this thing rolling forward. We're going to remind you about the fact that on February 15th, in Salmo Vineyards, we have, we just got you saying.
I have my little schedule here, so I can just kick it off because I'm so anal about it. But that's okay, go on.
All right, so thank you. On February 15th, up at Anselmo Vineyards, we're going to be doing music. Make your reservations now. There's only four tables left. Want to let you know that I'll be up there singing with Pat Karch. Rick Hill is going to be playing his fabulous guitar, and also Bruce Kalin. So there'll be the four of us playing music, and we hope to invite you. It's $75 a person, set five-course meal. Of course, you have a selection of two or three entrees. So give them a call at 474-5546. The last time I spoke with them on Friday, they said there's only four tables left. So wanted to remind you about that. And I'll go to Anselmo
Vineyards. And on the 14th,
Vineyards.
Too.
Of course, on the 14th, we have Candice Lavolsi will play her beautiful harp. And I think they're booked up until 7:30. They have some reservations past 7:30. And then, of course, we've got the winemaker's dinner coming up in March. So AnselmoVineyards.com. Find out about all the events coming up.
Okay, our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about what happens is when the government controls everything, then you have to start paying the government to get fairness. And I mentioned I had to pay a bribe, and really quick, I was in a country and I was working there, and I was building the infrastructure for the first cellular phone company there. So, I had a shoulder injury. And so when I went in for the physical therapy part of it, they said, oh, it's going to be this much. But I'm talking to the doctor, and he says, yeah, you work for the – he says, you're in with the cellular phone company. I said, yeah. He says, well, you know, it would really be good if I got a – you know, I really would like to get a cell phone. And I thought, okay. And I said, how about a cell phone and 6 months of a SIM card here? Oh, that would be great. And guess what? I got put right up there toward the top of the list, maybe at the top of the list, and so I could go there a couple of times. And I thought to my – but that's not the first time we ran into that. And this government was going from a communist government into a capitalist government. So, but there was still all of that. You know, there was still a lot of payments being made. I've never had that – I mean, I have not run into that here, but it was prevalent over there.
It's prevalent most of the world, and it's prevalent in most of the fields. If you want to have a child admitted to a good school, you have to pay a bribe. You go to a hospital to be admitted. If it's a good hospital, you probably have to pay a bribe. I personally have had no choice but to pay a bribe to get the scholarship money which I deserved.
Wow.
Really?
For 5 years, scholarship getting collected, and I didn't get a single penny, and eventually it would not have happened unless I paid the bribe. There's no choice. I was a poor student, and I had no choice. And this happens all over the world. We don't realize that. And this,
because you don't see that. I mean, there's bribes paid. We know that, but it's big news if somebody gets caught. There, it's just a way of life when you're in a controlled government.
So here, there is corruption, maybe at high levels, but at average citizens level, we do not face that. But in most of the world, you face that. And one of the reasons, and there are multiple reasons for that, but one of the reasons is when there is a controlled economy, most of these people work for the government or big organizations which are supported by the government. They do not get paid well. And they have to make up for the money by taking bribe. The second thing is their jobs are usually secured. Nobody can throw them out. So even if they're caught, they cannot be thrown out. And the whole structure is corrupted. The third thing, what happens is now the currency is not a free exchange of services or products or money. The currency is of influence. So if you know someone, if someone is your relative, so then you can get the services. You can get admitted to a good school, get a good job if you're related to a government official or the politicians. And nepotism is another thing which prevails in these situations. So that's the difference between capitalism and controlled economy. Now, are we a capitalism right now or are we a controlled economy? And that's what I want to address now, that we are actually not a true capitalism anymore. We already are living in a semi-controlled economy.
And why is this? I mean, everybody says, oh, we're capitalism here, but.
So, one example is one big thing. So there are three, four things which are needed to control the economy and control the people. The first thing is currency. What we have is a centralized currency, which is issued by a central bank, which is no longer linked to any hard asset like gold. And it's a fiat currency which they manipulate for benefits of whose? Not yours or mine. The benefit of powerful industries, powerful lobbies, powerful financial sector or banks or themselves. It's not meant for individual people. We cannot count on what the dollar's value is going to be tomorrow. We have no idea. It's all controlled depending on how much bailout money is there, depending on how much the debt is, depending on how much they determine it to be. And if you see, compared to inflation, all of our income of small average citizens is going down because the dollar value is being eroded. So that's one way they control it. Second way is by taxes. The government, to provide services and to redistribute the wealth and to provide services, central government needs to tax you, right? So there's a flaw right there that they can take away your property. But on top of that, they tax you unequally. Now, let me ask you this question. How about fairness? So if one person decides to work 40 hours a week and another person decides to work 80 hours a week, he is taxed not just twice the amount, he is taxed many more times of that amount because of differential slabs of taxation. Is that fair? If a wife and husband both decide to work rather than one of them staying home, their income doubles, they're not only taxed twice, they're actually taxed much more than that because of marriage penalty.
Right.
Is that fair?
No, it's not fair, and it's just like you said, that's why the word penalty gets with it. That's why Obamacare is punishing you if you're married because you pay more.
Okay. So if you take risk, invest in a business, and then you pay more taxes, if you make more money, is that fair? So what these things do is, number one, they actually are unfair. They're actually, in my opinion, they're unconstitutional because they're violation of equal protection under the laws. They're also violating our founding principle of freedom and equality because we're no longer free as our property doesn't belong to us. Our fruits of our labor don't belong to us, but belong to the federal government. But they also are making us unequal in our rights because federal government can decide who to tax more. Not just in terms of money, but who to tax more in terms of percentage of income and who to give exemptions to. So that's the second way they control us.
We need to take a quick break right here, and we'll be right back for the rest of how the government controls us. We have the taxation about being, you know, there needs to be taxation. It's just got to be a fair taxation is what I believe.
Yes.
You've got to have taxes to, you know, for the Constitution, under the Constitution, it's for, you know, national defense,
yes,
infrastructure.
Yes.
Anything after that, well, I think we need to discuss it. We'll be right back. Dr. Paige DeNuca is our guest.
Hey, Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:46 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms and John Bastiani and his people down there at on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. He has plenty of ammunition and, of course, guns of all kinds. And I think he's got some sales going on down there, reloading equipment and gunsmithing. You can go to the big box stores and you might beat the price, maybe. But who are you dealing with? You're dealing at Bastiani's, you're dealing with the owner, you're dealing with his hand-picked crew, and you're dealing with some of the gunsmiths, best gunsmiths in the North States, if not all of California. They know guns, they know how to take care of them, they know how to take care of yours. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Our guest is Dr. Payus Dinuka, and we're talking about the government taxing, and when the government taxes, they take away wealth, and they can tax unfairly. And frankly, every time, President Obama talks about making things more equal, it frightens me. I mean, we're not into that. We're not in that group he's talking about, but it's still for me is that you're punishing, you know, you can talk about these multi-billionaires. I mean, let's look at Bill Gates. How many billions do you need to live on, Bill? You know, so is a billion enough? So we'll take your other 20 billion or whatever you have and just spread it out among the country. But see, to me, is that Bill Gates was a brilliant man, and he earned this money. So when you start taking money away like that, and then you take it all the way down to people that make $200,000 a year, there's a big change right there. Anyway, Dr. Dinuka.
So we were talking about the way the oligarchs control the people. One of them is centrally issued currency in place of gold currency, fiat currency, which they can manipulate. Second thing is taxation of personal income by federal government. And on top of that, taxation in unfair ways. If federal government just sticks to national defense and infrastructure and all the services are left for the state, county or the city to be provided, and taxation is at that level, it is easier for us average citizens to control that compared to federal government taxing us. And then it should be fair, equal proportion if it has to be, rather than being disproportionate, and it should not have any exemption for anyone for anything. So just a flat percentage of tax without any exemption for anything. Third way the government controls the economy is by issuing regulations. And we must not forget that, because that's a soft way of them doing that. And Obamacare is a great example of that, as we have discussed on this show multiple times before. The whole purpose was not to make it affordable. The whole purpose was not to actually provide insurance to everyone. That could have been easily done with one single line by providing direct subsidies to people who need that to buy insurance. I would have preferred that much more. I'm not saying that's a good way, but that would have been much more preferable.
It would have been a lot better, simpler, and straighter to do that
than this thousands of pages of laws and regulations. Which aren't working. The whole purpose of them is to control and regulate people. So what happens is, in order for few rulers to control the masses, they have to control the economy first. They have to control the microeconomy first, because economy is the blood of any nation. Once they control it, then they get the actual control on your lives. The second thing after that happens is control by force, which is controlled by a state apparatus, security apparatus, which is focused more on controlling its own people rather than dealing with the threats, external or internal. And that's what we are seeing, whether it's in the form of IRS going after certain groups, whether it's a form of NSS surveillance, whether it's a form of doing things in name of security to
take away your rights.
Take away your rights, whether it's in the form of gun control. The third thing which comes is control by violence. Right now, our army is not going to shoot on average citizens. But we have seen this happening all the time, that in many other countries, armies shoot on their own citizens. And rulers would love nothing more than that. Because if army is on their side against their own citizens, that gives them total control. And for that, we have to be very careful about that. And that's why gun rights are very important. The right to bear and keep and bear arms is very important.
People also seem to think, when you've reached that point where the armed forces are ready to fire on their own people due to something the president says, then you're like a step away from the military taking over.
Yes.
Also.
Yes.
And we are, of course, not close to that. But
we're not close to that, but we have the signs. We have the signs of getting closer to that. And the signs are that economically we are letting our microeconomy being controlled. And let me explain to you where the proof is. The proof is, number one, you can see the job participation rate. You see the unemployment rate is reducing. It's actually a facade. The reality is job participation rate is reducing. So the number of people, proportion of people who are willing to work is reducing. Looking for work is reducing. For that's why the unemployment rate is actually a false rate, which gives us a false satisfaction that that is reducing. But the reality is less and less people are willing to work because they don't have incentive to work. They have actually disincentive based on taxation and regulations, as we discussed earlier. The second thing which is happening is number of self-employed people is reducing. Amongst the physician, statistics are one-fourth or so of physicians used to be employed by government sector or by large organizations just 5-10 years ago. Now it's almost two-third of the people, doctors, are employed. And projections are even more are going to be employed, and even less than one-fourth are going to stay independent practitioners going forward because of recent regulations and because of the tax disincentives which we have mentioned. So that's a sign that we're letting our economy get controlled.
And as you said before, we've got to take a break, that the medical field is really the last true, real capitalist side of it. You know, like there's entrepreneurs, independent entrepreneurs. Well, I like to think some of us radio stations are too. But when it starts getting taken away, because the FCC could come down on us anytime and take our license. They don't even have to have a real reason. And I can fight them in court. Yes. But, you know, I don't, you know, how much money would that take? So we'll be right back. Dr. Paish Dhanuka is our guest. We're talking about government control, how it's clamping down more and more and more. And I know what we're going to be saying here at the end. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Well, I won't back down.
Which I didn't expect.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. My friends, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yes. We love it there, Bob and I, and many, 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 many others. Go there and get
that?
Their haircut. Man's last stronghold. We like it there. Okay. Our guest, Dr. Paish Dhanuka, we're running our last segment here. You know, we've got tomorrow we're going to be talking to, some logging experts we'll be in, and also the Chamber of Commerce, a new business that's in here in town. But Dr. Dhanuka here is laying it out for, and he's seen it, he's lived in it, and he sees it coming down the road here. Dr. Dhanuka, please.
So, as we mentioned that, the incentive to work and produce is less and less. In fact, I don't have any stats about the next statement I'm going to make, but this is my anecdotal feeling that half the people work in the country, even of those half the people, probably only 25% are actually producing a service or a product. My feeling is other 25% are involved in either telling these producers how to work or telling them how not to work or criticizing them or legislating them or trying to protect them. So only 25% people have left being producers. Other 25% are just controllers. And other 50% are not producing. The reason is because there is a disincentive to work. There is a disincentive to take risk. There is a disincentive to production, as we discussed earlier. So the result of all this is gradual control of economy, which we are ceding away to few central powerful hands. And with that comes the actual ceding away of actual control of our lives. It will come, mark my word. However, we have to remember that it doesn't come only in the form of big government. It can also come in the form of big unions or big corporations. A lot of big corporations, executives, do not produce for their living, but rather control the large corporations. And that's a problem too.
Well, large corporations that are there to, and we were watching something last night that was very sad about the people losing their homes and all that, you know, back from the Wall Street big thing, and the Wall Street people still getting bonuses there. And you're right, corporations, big unions.
Yes.
You know what? After this drought, see how many small ranchers fall out and big agricultural companies come in there and buy their land because of this drought. And then, so again, you're focusing a lot of assets into a small number of people.
Actually, a lot of land, producing land, has been taken over by big hedge funds. They have bought a lot of farms and pistachio farms and almond farms and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is happening in our generation. This is happening on our watch. And we cannot allow that. Because what happens is, if we allow that to happen, our future generation is going to ask us, what did you do? Did you just sit around and watch and became slaves, or let us become slaves? Did you just borrow from your future and spend? We are going to be responsible for that. However, the forces against us are very strong. It's not easy to win against that. But it's a story of, repeated again and again, David versus Goliath. They are big, they are huge, but we can still win. We have to be careful about it. The most important thing we have to remember is that we cannot allow ourselves to be divided. We cannot allow ourselves to be divided based on race, based on ethnicity, based on income status, based on 1% versus 99%. And next thing we have to do is we have to talk to the people on the opposite side, whether they're leftists, whether they're Democrats, whether they're Republicans, whether they're union people. We have to carry the message to them. We have to let them know that they are also going to be hurting from this. And as Russell Wilson just said, the quarterback from Seahawks, why not me? Why not you? Why not us?
Yeah.
Why not we? Why can't we do this? And we can do this, but we have to focus on it, not be divided, and keep a clear head. And we have to remember that if we don't do that, then we will become the cows which they will herd to the gates. So we have to decide whether we want to be the cow or the cowboys.
Yes!
Your tagline!
Yes!
That is a great way to close our day.
Yeah. Dr. Paish Dhanuk has been our guest, and somebody that sees what's happening, he's lived in places where it already exists, and he sees it coming in our country, and we as American citizens have got to stand up. Because if we don't, we surely will be taken. Thank you very much. Okay, remember, it's the...
I'm going to be addressing the Republican Women's Federation on Wednesday 19th.
There you go. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there, my friends. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
In Washington. Some big headaches today for air travelers with more weather-related flight delays and cancellations across the Midwest.
We're looking at a new weather system that goes all the way from northern Texas and Oklahoma up to the Midwest. It's already caused hundreds of flight cancellations and delays, mostly at airports in the Midwest like Chicago O'Hare, a huge hub for both United Airlines and American Airlines.
FlightAware's Daniel Baker says on the other side of the coin, things are running pretty smoothly today in the Northeast, but that could be short-lived. The region expects severe weather later today into tomorrow, with snow, ice, and freezing rain expected in some areas. No more foot dragging. House Speaker John Boehner says the time has arrived to build the Keystone XL pipeline.
Boehner says the recent State Department report that found no environmental obstacles to building the pipeline proves it's time to act.
It's been understudy for five